From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reassured the nation today that he is in charge and that a coup attempted by some members of the military was over. The sounds of blast and gunfire, however, continued across the capital Ankara and Istanbul throughout the morning, and it was unclear who was in control of military headquarters in Ankara. Mr. Erdogan spoke to the nation. We hear his words here through an interpreter.
In our army forces, a minority group cannot accept our unity. They have 40 years of history. They are not only in army forces, police forces, but in different government institutions as well. This is a riot. This is a betrayal of our country. And they are going to pay for this.
President Erdogan said those behind the attempted coup are associated with U.S.-based Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, as we hear now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
The president wants, and Gulen were once very close allies in the early years when he became power as prime minister, but subsequently fell out and have become mortal enemies. And President over the years has repeatedly accused followers of Gulen, who are believed to have many followers, meant to have a large presence within the Turkish state, including the army, of being responsible for trying to overthrow him. And this latest event, using the military presence, says is the latest example of Gulen trying to overthrow him from power.
Dorian Jones in Istanbul. In response to the attempted coup, President Obama and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called on all parties in Turkey to support the country's democratically elected government. This is VOA News. France began the first of 3 days of national mourning today following the attack on Bastille Independence Day celebrations in Nice. The assault left at least 84 dead, including 10 children. Authorities say 52 people were left critically wounded, among more than 200 others. The attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Bouel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. French President François Hollande has extended for 3 months the national state of emergency that's been in place since the Paris attacks in December that left 130 dead. In Washington, President Obama reacted to the Nice attack, saying the scourge of international terrorism affects all people of all faiths.
In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's new Prime Minister Theresa May, Secretary General of the UN Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis are among the many who condemned Thursday's attack in Nice. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow, Secretary Kerry said that both sides stressed the closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia was critical to ending a conflict that's killed as many as 500,000 people, contributed to global migration crisis, and spawned the international expansion of the Islamic State.
It is possible to help restore the cessation of hostilities, significantly reduce the violence, and help create the space for a genuine and credible political transition.
Secretary Kerry said that the steps would not be laid out in public and are not based on trust, but do outline what he called sequential responsibilities. Foreign Minister Lavrov said that both sides share understanding that we need each other and that are needed by the international community. More than 1,200 Falun Gong practitioners gathered on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol here in Washington this week in protest of what they called China's violent persecution of the spiritual practice since July of 1999. The rally also promoted a campaign to bring former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin, whom the group accuses of ordering the 1999 crackdown, to justice. On June 13, the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed a resolution calling for China to stop the persecution of Falun Gong followers.
That's the latest world news from VOA.